Well, hello, everyone. It is Steven Schleicher from MajorSpoilers.com. Thank you for checking us out again this week. Hey, thank you for all the positive feedback that you have been sending us in regards to the little intros that we've been tagging on to the beginning of each episode. I'm so glad that you're enjoying those. Unfortunately, I got a little behind this week, and I don't have anything to add onto the front of this. I was supposed to, but emails didn't get sent out when they were supposed to, and people didn't respond, so I don't have that for you. But I have this for you. Majorspoilers.bigcartel.com. Some brand new merchandise that's in the store that many of you may be interested in. The first are Critical Hit pint glasses. These are nice little glass pint glasses with the Critical Hit logo on them. You can buy a bunch of them and show your friends and sit around the table on game night, and everyone can enjoy a nice frosty beverage, whether it be a root beer or something that is a little bit harder than that. But 16-ounce pint glasses, you can go find those at majorspoilers.bigcartel.com. They begin shipping April 10th, so go ahead and order now, and be one of the first people at your game table to have one. Now, if you're going to buy a pint glass, you don't want to get your gaming table all messed up, right? You don't want to leave a nasty ring. You don't want to ruin the finish on someone's table. So might I suggest Modern City Coasters? Yes, some of you have been asking for Modern City merchandise, and there's more on the way, including t-shirts and more. But right now we do have full color Modern City Coasters, full color, 3-inch circle. You can use that, put your Critical Hit glass right on top of that. These are round, full-color rubber coasters. They're on sale right now at majorspoilers.bigcartel.com. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Two new things in the store and more on the way, including more t-shirts, more posters, more signs, more things. It's all because you have shown interest in both Modern City and Critical Hit merchandise, and we're going to get that out to you real soon. All right, that is it. I guess the only intro that I have this week is a question from Matthew.
I'm still a little bit unclear on the difference between an all-out stunt, a stunt in the game, and then just something cool that I do.
Stunts have a specific mechanical effect that is something more than just the cool stuff you do. For example, mine, the only stunt I have so far is invulnerable.
Right.
It gives me a +1 to rolls against physical damage. So when the gator, when I went to just block the gator, I got a +1 on that roll on top of the +2 from forceful and everything else. Whereas without that, I could block the gator, but if I'm not using the fact that I can't be damaged, it's just using forceful.
So once per session, I can use the ghost touch to make someone else intangible.
And you've already used it.
But here's the thing. The reason why that's a stunt is because it has a mechanical expression. So really, ghost touch is the tag on something that says, once per combat, that attack didn't happen.
Right. Okay.
Right? A stunt you should be able to strip out the flavor and have like a mechanical expression for.
So like the only stunt that I have right now is once per session, use my sonic sensor to call a swarm of bees to aid in escape.
Right.
That's all I have.
Which means that you can, but what that means is that you escape.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I guess that depends on...
Yeah, so it's basically that power that I used and that Matthew used, except it applies to you instead of someone else.
Right.
No.
And the other stunt that we came up with allows me to attack multiple targets.
Correct. Right.
Okay. Now, you get one more stunt out of your three, and you can have more, but again, it's going to affect you mechanically later. So I would strongly suggest that you do not have another once per day, since now you actually have two.
Yeah.
Right. I have two once per day?
I thought so.
Well, your car is once per day, right?
Yeah, so you can, once per day, someone else can negate something, and once per day, you can attack multiple things.
Yes.
Or once per session, basically.
Yeah.
Or scene.
And a session.
It's session, right?
Yes.
Is it session? Okay.
Yes.
Session our game?
Yes.
Yep.
From the point that we sit down tonight to the point that we get up tonight.
Yes. Correct.
Is my session.
But can you have like once per battle or once per encounter type?
You can
stunt?
If it's something significantly smaller.
Okay.
Yeah. And the DM can also rule that your once per session stuff has recharged Because right. like if Brian says our next event, the next thing we do isn't for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Well, even right. then though, like there's no reason why rest should recharge that stuff.
Yeah. It's, well, I was wondering if because of the way we're doing the show, a session would actually be an episode.
No.
No.
Not okay. not in this case since it's still in the middle of a battle.
Yeah. No. Okay. And I was going to ask about a stunt. Rodrigo's gave me an idea. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to completely ape his and say I saved someone. But human shield, give my allies either a +1 or a +2 to defense when they use me as cover.
And that's already been something that was established in our crossover event mm-hmm. where you stood in front of me.
Well, yeah, as soon as the bullets went firing,
You could try to get a defender, like a aggro type thing. Where, like, you can redirect on a, like, basically instead of having somebody use you as a shield, you jump in and the attack gets redirected at you.
That'd probably work Ooh. Better, yeah.
And that way it's mechanically good. Different and it fits flavor-wise.
Okay.
And then that way you can use your power if you have to.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members.
VIP stands for Very Important People. And their small monthly contributions ensure that this podcast remains free for all of you.
If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
I sure do thank you for your support. Now, here's your show.
Welcome to Critical Hit, the Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. Brian, I have a question.
Yes.
Getting into this. Now, one of the things that we've heard in various combat systems that we've used is that one thing makes fights faster, one thing makes fights slower. I mean, I don't even know if we're halfway through the Zombie Gators here, and it's last session was pretty long. I mean,
it was
We're also figuring out powers and those kinds of things and figuring out the game system. Is the Fate Core system, does battles take a long time?
I would say no. This is a fairly significantly sized battles. Okay. I mean, it's with a bunch of mooks, but it is pretty big. I feel like most likely it will be starting to mop them up pretty quickly here.
Okay.
So it should be...
All right. Well, then let's get back into it and see if our heroes survive.
Okay.
Yeah, I think between the large number of mooks and the fact that we're learning the system still is why this is...
All right. Well, for people who haven't played this again, this might be a question that comes up.
True.
So...
Real play is the important part, kids. We're
at
really
this time.
Playing.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be your go there, Professor Rumblebee.
Okay, so Rumblebee's got this figured out. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the reach of the gators. So I'm going to have to go to higher ground. So I'm going to be clever about this. Go up to higher ground. Look for the zombie gator that's still on fire. And with my lightning gun that I still have.
There are two other gators that have aspects on them.
Ah,
okay. So you might want to target one of those instead.
All right.
One
of them's on fire, so it's already been... It's got a lower hit point.
Oh, that's also true.
And there's also Jawless.
Yeah. Or you could, if you're wanting to seek higher ground, you could use that.
As being clever?
As an action to gain an advantage.
Okay.
To get the higher ground tag.
Right.
If you would want.
Hmm.
There's that.
What does that give him?
An aspect that he can invoke, and if he rolls well enough, he can get several invokes.
Okay. Let me see if I can... Higher ground would be an aspect?
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't write it in.
It's a temporary aspect. It's a scene aspect.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm going to higher ground, but I'm still being clever about
it. If instead of attacking, you want to basically put, like, have this thing that says higher ground that you can then invoke at various times, you can do that. Or you can attack.
No, I want to attack.
You want to attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's just being clever about attacking, but getting out of reach.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, by getting out of range, number one, and then also looking for the one that has that's weak.
Yeah.
And I roll a two.
You roll a two upon...
I want to say Flamey.
Flamey?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll a two on Flamey. Flamey...
Ugh.
Manages to very much get out of the way there.
All right.
So lightning zaps him really closely, and he doesn't seem to be too happy. And I think that's just a...
I think that's my turn.
That's just
that's it. It's just a miss. Okay.
Yeah, miss.
Double checking the rules there. All right. So, Rumblebee's kind of out of the way now. We'll say a gator lashes at Professor Disaster King. He's still very much in the fray.
Yes. So, yes, I've been sinking into, like, this is like a reservoir wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically now, like...
You're kind of in a pit of gators.
Yeah, I'm in a pit of gators, but I'm still, like, shaking things up very literally. So, yeah, as these gators, like, fall in, basically I'm going to, like, crack through to the water, which is because of, like, the difference in pressure is actually going to shoot me up into the air.
Okay. That's flashy?
That's flashy. I'd say so.
That is flashy.
Let's see.
And you got a minus two coming at you.
Oh. Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, watch me fail.
Whoa, that is not a fail.
Watch me not fail.
Watch you not fail. Holy crap.
Rolled an eight.
Eight total to the minus two, getting a plus 10. And so I say you, yes, you create this ridiculous geyser, rocketing yourself out of there. And I will say that the geyser totally just wipes out one of the gators.
Works for me.
What was that? Four negs versus four pluses.
It was. So.
Wow.
It's going to roll.
The magic of television right there, baby.
Just totally explodes a gator and a geyser. And you got a boost you want to apply here?
Yes. It'll be... Haven't landed yet.
Haven't landed yet. Fair enough. Okay, I think we're just going to say next then.
Gator
and Jetstar.
All right, how many are still walking?
There's still eight gators that seem to be wiggling around. Most of them are in the pit. There's one that's still underfoot over there by Free Agent.
Okay.
And he's probably got another one close to him. You're nearby the pit with a couple of them scrabbling at you, too.
Come on, all right. So I'm going to do that thing that I do, where I'm standing, and the gator is there in front of me, and suddenly from behind me you hear a roaring noise of a 380 cubic horsepower ghost engine. Mm-hmm. And the lights come on, and then the car rushes in and just rams it right in the face.
Awesome. Forceful?
Flashy!
Flashy. Okay.
Flashy, because of the lights and the sound and the showing off is a thing, because it's a ghost car.
Sounds good.
And I got a one. I got a one.
That's a painful roll.
The die.
Oof. Ouch.
Apparently, the... the gators seem to be generally unaffected by ghost tires as you just hit a speed bump and it flashes around and hisses at you. And as it does so, it tries to bite at your tires.
Now I'm sad.
Bum, bum, bum.
But apparently doesn't get a very good bite on it. Got a minus one coming your way on an attack.
On an attack? And what am I attacking?
You're defending.
You're defending.
I'm defending?
Yes.
Oh, quick it is.
Quick it is. Okay.
Ah! Zero!
Yeah, it still beats one. A negative one.
It still beats the negative one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I swerve.
Leave it to fate for you to get like super excited about really small numbers. I mean really small numbers. It's like
I've got a zero.
Yeah, I got a minus two, which is better than that minus three they got.
Yay! These numbers make no sense. Hooray for zero.
All right.
Hey, you remember Thaco.
Oh, you want to play for real, huh, Steve?
I'm just saying.
All right. So, Rob, you're still sitting there with one underfoot, but another one's starting to wheel around and take another chomp at you.
Going to be overhead.
With a zero.
I want to try and keep the one underfoot, so I'm just going to brace for impact and take it.
Okay.
Forceful.
Forceful. Good. Kind of shoulder your way into the bite.
Yeah.
And it chomps and isn't able to really chomp hard enough to do any damage on you. All right. And speaking of which, it's your go.
Gator's.
All right. Well, I want to make sure I've got the one pin down taken care of.
Okay.
I specifically took a hit just so I could take care of this one. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put all of my weight onto its skull.
Okay.
Oh.
Kind of stomp into its forceful.
I was going to go careful because I'm keeping this straight.
He's being
under
mathematical
me.
About it.
Yeah. Putting as much of my weight, making sure it can't open its mouth. Yeah. Assuming
yeah, once
gators
its mouth
like
is closed.
Gators.
Yeah, I'd imagine that.
You're doing the Ed Norton curve stomp is what you're doing.
Sure.
Ooh.
You can do it.
There you go.
Wow,
you
I needed that.
Yeah, you did.
You did
Rob
roll
a four.
For a total of four.
Yeah.
Oof.
Ooh. But apparently just putting all your weight on there doesn't really help it. Did you add the plus two? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, he's when you lean on with the extra weight, he's able to shift his head and slide you off of his head, and with that he tries to basically roll onto his back and bite your leg as he shifts you off of him.
Lame.
Two coming at you.
I'm going to have to be quick about this one.
Okay.
That didn't work. Let's move.
Jeebus.
You roll a one.
Dang it.
Can,
now I know how Brian feels.
I'll take the stress.
You take. Okay.
I hadn't taken my one yet, so.
Fair enough. Okay. Another one. Let's see. Yeah. Another gator is still kind of wriggling around there near the edge. It kind of climbs up and tries to take another bite towards a Jetstar there.
Another one bites the ghost.
Yeah!
Another one bites the ghost. Yes. Two coming your way as well.
I'm going to be sneaky.
Okay.
I can't be sneaky. Quick is going to dodge it.
Just dodge it. All right. Three, you make it. You dodge.
Yeah, he bites into a big bite full of nothing.
Fair enough. Okay.
I believe that I should be named MVP for Another One Bites the Ghost.
But... That was pretty good. That was good.
Yeah. All right. So, Professor Disaster King, you're in midair.
Yes. Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yes. Basically, I will, shot up into the air by a geyser that I created recently, and basically flail around for a second, and then surprisingly gracefully turn my weight down and just put my hands forward and just land fist first on the... Are there still any gators that have problems?
No jaw.
Yeah, still yeah. One jaw, or yeah.
Yeah, I'll try to finish that one off.
Okay.
And be forceful about it, probably.
All right.
His mama named him Overbite.
Five commands.
All right. Ooh, minus one. Okay, you just totally obliterate that one.
Yep. I'm probably the concrete within a...
Did you even add the plus two?
Oh, no. I forgot to.
Oh, yeah,
but I can add it later, though, right?
Oh, because he had the boost on him?
Yeah.
Or is that something that has to go first?
I think that largely be...
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah, used up here. Because
the boosts are supposed to be like on the next roll.
Oh, okay.
Well, I suppose.
At least that's how
so they give him a seven versus the minus one.
Yes. That I say he pretty much takes out several gators with that.
Okay.
And actually with that, yeah, he also, in this bit, just basically busts through the ground, causing just everything just kind of floods in there, and all the gators kind of just start dropping lifeless. And there you are. Seems all the fight has left these zombie gators.
In that they fell and died, or something magical turned them off?
A lot of them just seemed to... Not all of them were in the pit. Not all of them were in the shockwave.
Yeah.
And they just flopped over dead.
Interesting.
The bottom dropped out.
So there you are in the swamp. You do notice that, like, in the commotion, it looks like pretty much all the McClaney boys had managed to crawl up and run out of there.
None of them got gator napped?
None of them, well, a couple of them may have, but there doesn't seem to be any still around.
All right, so they just escaped. They didn't take anything with them?
No, they just basically booked it out of there.
Okay, cool. I land and kind of nursing my leg because it's been gator gnawed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good job, Professor Disaster King.
I like a pile of rubble just like stands up and just like falls off. What?
I said good job.
Oh, did we get them?
Yes. Apparently they all just dropped dead.
All right. You'd think a TV crew would have shown up by now.
Doesn't always work that way. Remember, as a hero...
I kick a gator.
As a hero, you can't always expect instant gratification or recognition.
See, this is why... All right, fine.
It's okay. Your glory will come someday.
Great.
So, yes. You find yourself in the middle of a swamp. A lot of... some vehicles around, some crates, a lot of dead gators, a big cracked hole in the ground near the edge of the swamp.
Believe me, I'm picking up several of these guns and taking them back to my office.
Where did these even come from? Rumble.
Yes.
What he said.
Where did these come from? I don't know. This is fairly simplistic Tesla technology. I mean, you can see here where it's taking... Oh, this power source is really kind of interesting. I definitely will have to disassemble these later on. But what it's doing is it's channeling the electro energy out through the front of this in an arc of lightning.
I gathered that when it was fired.
Yes.
Do I recognize this technology?
No, you do not.
Okay.
Well, is there any indication... on the crates, where it might have come from, any type of shipping information or markings?
No, they are just completely unlabeled.
Yeah, that was going to be my next thing, was to dig around the boats and whatnot to see. I wanted to see if you knew who could have made these.
No, this is something different. It's interesting.
Yep, I don't recognize the make.
I don't remember any patents being filed recently on any of this.
I thought maybe they... Because there's this guy that likes this kind of stuff. His name's Shockitude.
Mm.
I used to run with him. But this isn't his stuff.
Just try and scour the leftover equipment and vehicles to see if I can find any clues.
Yeah, I'm going to help him.
Yeah, I mean, nothing really.
Registrations or anything like that. I mean,
that's likely. The serial numbers are all stolen.
They've all been the serial numbers have all been scratched off.
Anybody know a good fence?
Why would I?
We report these to the cops.
All of them?
No, not all of them. I'm taking some of these with me.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe, you know, sometimes if you want to keep it as a trophy, that's fine. Other times, you know, you might want to study it.
Am I allowed to sell my trophies?
No, you're not allowed to sell your trophies.
I don't want it.
Not at least in this condition.
I like throw it back in the crate. I don't want it.
Well, he might have a point, though, about keeping them out of the hands of the people that wanted to use them.
Definitely. Well, I'm definitely keeping one of these to use in the future, if possible.
Yeah. Jetstar leans on nothing. And then kind of a smoky, swirly thing comes up behind him and he puts his boot up on a smoky little bumper, and the whole car sort of apparates. And he kind of lights an imaginary cigarette.
Well, this thing doesn't have any pockets, so I can't call the cops.
Yeah. We may have another problem,
gentlemen.
Do we
want to call the cops at this point, or not?
I think we should.
Reported.
Okay, we don't know what they were doing. Do you know what they were doing?
They were bringing weapons in from outside of town.
Take it from me. The
why
anonymous
here, though?
Tip goes a long way.
Were there, like, cars here to take them back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is just the...
Like an arms exchange.
Yeah.
This is stationary.
Yeah, no, the McClaneys were probably bringing in some more sophisticated weaponry to take on the Delacroix.
Well, that makes perfect sense. This could easily be a gang.
Why would you want super big weapons to take on more gangsters?
Take them out easier and faster, quicker. We know that they're constantly fighting over territory.
Maybe they're gearing up for something bigger, though.
There's
definitely something
bigger. Pretty
certain
both sides have been trying to escalate a little bit more lately.
Escalate's a good word. You know what? You should switch to an escalate, I tell to Jetstar.
This episode of Critical Hit brought to you by, what is it, GMC?
Cadillac.
Cadillac.
I think there's more than that going on, fellas.
Why do you say that?
Fun.
What's that? I'm sorry.
You understand what happens when I'm here, and you understand what happens when I stay here. I'm here. Something's about to happen. I don't know what, and I don't know why, but I can tell you right now that something is going on.
Oh, that's mysterious.
Something bigger than any of all this. I will say this for the kid: he's got a point. If we may not be able to sell them to somebody, but we want to keep them out of the hands of the McClaneys and the O'Donohues or whoever.
Yeah, I can never get the gang straight.
Pretend that second name was perfectly in character.
I'm more interested in why I was picking up the zombie gators on my device and why your powers appear so weak when we first detected you.
Well, you were picking up their signal.
Oh, I was picking up the zombie gator signal.
Yes. That's what was weak.
Ah.
You were picking up something similar.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So maybe it's spooky magic.
Could be, but that really doesn't have a scientific reasoning why it would be disrupting the...
Have you ever picked up the gators before?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Oh, maybe these are different zombie gators. Maybe these gators were possessed by ghosts. Wait, let me ask my ghosts. Hey, ghosts. They don't know.
Hundred ghosts? How many ghosts? 100 of them?
1,000 ghosts.
1,000 ghosts all at once go...
The best part is, like, you two can't see that, so I was just talking at nothing. Jetstar probably just got, like, really shoved out of the way by an entire crowd. And probably your gear went nuts there for a second.
That was weird.
They don't know.
Is there, like, a zombie gator head that I can also bring with me?
Oh, there's zombie gator parts everywhere.
All right. I grab one of the zombie gator heads, throw it in the back of one of the trucks, along with all the extra lightning guns.
How many guns are there?
There's six or half a dozen. Six.
Right. Six, half dozen of the other.
Half a dozen
six
guns?
Ones
or...
Six of them?
Yeah.
Half a dozen crates.
I'd say half a dozen guns.
What's in the other crates? Can we know?
Probably battery packs and stuff like that.
Ancillary infantry. Okay.
Yep.
And now a zombie gator head.
Yes.
Leave some of those here. We need evidence. I'll stay.
But there's nobody here. They're going to come out and just know that something happened, but they're not going to know anything else.
He's going to stay and talk to them.
All right, fine.
Need to be aware.
Fine. Throw him one of the guns. And, of course, the other crates. Tell them that I'm studying this stuff.
I've got it.
Great.
I'll see you back at campus.
Did you call the cops then?
No, he's going to call the cops. No. My fancy flip phone technology doesn't work this far out in Soggy Town.
Can I see your phone?
Using it.
Once you're done.
Call the cops. Tell them where I'm at.
Okay. And
I assume I've got at least a moderate relationship with the cops.
I think we probably all would. Well, maybe not PDK over
I have
here.
A strong relationship with the cops.
Yes, but they want to beat your
a
head
strong
in.
Antagonistic relationship with the cops.
I would imagine, though, that Rumblebee would also have a good relationship with the cops. That's why they'd be okay with him taking this evidence.
So you tell them...
at least portions of it.
That you tell them that you're the one calling.
Yeah. But,
okay.
How does that conversation go? Hi, this is Free Agent. I'm yes, that Free Agent, yes. And listen.
You probably you might have somebody on the inside. Yes. Somebody who doesn't try to bust you for being a vigilante.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you call your contact.
Call my contact. Let him know what's going on. Tell him I'll be here until someone comes to pick shit up.
Okay. So you're going to stay here?
Yeah. I'm going to stay until I know that the equipment can be secured. That way the McClaneys don't come back.
Why? I need to make a call. I told you, this thing doesn't have any pockets.
To who?
Just real quick. I just need to call someone and let them know I'm okay.
But he's changed his ways.
I have. I'm not going to do anything villainous with it. I just need to make a call. Seriously.
Just come on.
It's personal. Look, you'll be able to see the number afterwards. If you want to track me down or whatever, you can do it. Go to the free cave or whatever and use your equipment.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
Make it local, please.
Oh, absolutely. It's totally local.
Okay.
Yep. I actually hunch over a little bit.
Kind of turn away.
Yep. Hello? Is this the Action News? I'm an old swampy guy who lives out in the swamp, and I just saw Professor Disaster King beat up a bunch of zombie gators and gangsters. You guys need to get out here with a camera and a helicopter. Two helicopters, even. The cops are going to be here soon. You're going to miss it.
You're never using my phone again.
We're going to have a talk when we get back.
We've already done all this. I'll go with you. I don't even have to be here. I just need to leave my calling card.
Your calling card?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't have any pockets.
I don't. I do a long jump up into the air and just level a bunch of trees over there. Just... There. See, now they know I've been here.
Get in the car.
The crater was enough evidence that you've been here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Get in the car.
All right. I'm in the car.
We climb in the truck.
That's true.
We climb in the truck.
Okay.
Jetstar, when you get a chance, stop by my office.
Jetstar disappeared at some point.
What?
The ghost disappeared?
He did that.
That guy.
Yeah, he's a flashy ghost.
Okay. All right, we drive off.
I put my feet on the dashboard.
Back to your office?
Well, we're driving back to my house.
Your house.
Because that's where I keep some of my other lab equipments.
The Rumble Hive?
The Rumble Hive.
I like that.
And it's a place where I know I can securely hide this truck without anybody knowing where it's at.
So, yeah. And you stick around.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, please show up. There is a news chopper that comes out because that's the quickest means that they got to come out there.
What shows up first, the police or the news?
I would say probably...
It is Soggy Town, so probably the news.
Probably the news.
Some stringer.
Hi, I'm here for Action News.
Oh, my God, I'm going to hurt a newbie.
You, sir, aren't you Free Agent?
I'm out of sight.
I'm not going to
be where the news can see me unless I absolutely have to be.
Leave your calling card.
I don't have a calling card.
Sure you do. It's not a football.
It's a baseball.
Whatever it is, it's not a
it's
football.
It's a hockey puck.
A hockey puck with a high line there.
The opposite of a football. Something that is round, because footballs aren't.
It's a cricket bat.
And heavy, because footballs aren't. So a bowling ball?
Bowling ball.
He keeps several of them in his wallet.
Just leave her up. You guys are idiots.
Goes by the name Strikeout.
Turkey.
Three of them in his pocket.
Mm-hmm. 7-10 split.
So.
So the news copper is going to find a place to land. All right. You still going to stick around just out of sight, or?
Yeah, I'm going to stick around until the police get there.
Until the police get there. So, yeah, the police get there, kind of. Basically tell the news to get to the side so they can clean up. They impound all the vehicles and.
Yeah. Basically, whatever. As soon as the police get there and start taking over, I'm getting out of there because I don't need that.
Okay. You slip off quietly into the night.
Exactly.
So,
how do you get back home?
Same way I got out there.
He jogs. Runs.
Oh, okay.
He's in so good shape.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, you probably go home. Rest for the night, or do you do anything else for the rest of the night, or
unless I hear of something or find something on my way home that specifically requires my attention. And by specifically requires my attention, I mean some thug doing something stupid.
Nope. Things seem to be, everyone seems to be largely interested in what's going on way out there. But otherwise, it's pretty quiet in the city.
All right, yeah. Get home then.
So, you also head home?
Yes.
What do you do with him?
He's with me.
He's with you. He stays at your house?
Yes. Smash cut to, the news is on.
The news is
live on. From Soggy Town Swamp.
I am watching it.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
I know, heroes, that's what I'm talking about.
Heroes don't seek glory. We do it out of honor and duty. Not because we want to see our names splashed all over the funny pages. All
right, here's what I'm saying. What if you get your honor, but also you get like a shoe deal?
Doesn't quite work that way.
Look, you know why? Look, lots of kids out there who can like shoot ice out of their eyes or have like bug breath or something like that.
Hey, listen.
Right? No, listen to me.
He's called Insect Lad.
Right. Well, that's what
Not
I'm saying.
Bug Boy.
That's what I'm saying. You know, the difference between a superhero and a supervillain is how they start out. People without money, they're like, oh, I know. I'm going to knock over a bank. Literally.
All right. As we rebuild your reputation, let's work at the PR bit a little bit.
All right.
I'll let this one go this time. Because it does got your picture. Unfortunately, it's your last
mugshot. Yeah, it's before I got this.
Yes, I know.
Looks good.
When I was younger, we didn't wear our hair like that.
Oh, I know. It was like a spit curl. Is that what you were going for?
No. We all had flat tops.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, in the 70s, we had long hair, so.
Yeah.
Here's my suggestion. Don't focus on the glory.
Right.
Focus on let's rebuild your reputation.
Right.
Now, finish watching your news. I need to check out one of these guns.
Okay.
Pop the
casing?
The stock. Yeah, pop the stock open, looking around at the internal parts.
Yeah, there's just all sorts of various circuitry and capacitors and very Yeah, just a lot of random pieces. What you do realize after looking at this a bit is that this is not something that's mass-produced in any way.
Right, obviously.
Yeah, it is very much just a bunch of different components from all sorts of places, from all sorts of...
So there's there's nothing that says where these parts came from or anything like that, and is there any indication of who may have cobbled this together?
Not that you can tell.
Because I really don't think the McClaneys are smart enough to have built any of this stuff themselves.
Not from any previous experience that you have ever had dealing with them in any way. You do feel like that, you know, all these were hand-built piecemeal.
And these were coming into the city?
Yeah.
Okay. These weren't the McClaneys trying to send them out.
Yes.
Okay.
They were, yeah. From what you gathered from his, from what you saw, they were unloading them from those speedboats.
Soggy Town is on the west side of the city, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was thinking east.
I don't think it was said. So on the south, it has to be the
docks.
Yeah. So it would be. I would imagine it would be.
We were thinking the opposite side of Louisiana from New Orleans, right?
I think that's where we were putting it, closer to Texas, right? Is where Modern City is.
So would that put it on the east?
I would put it on the northeast.
On the northeast side. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, this could come from anywhere. I mean, you've got Florida. Alabama, you've got Georgia,
Calisota.
I mean, Thunder City, and you know those guys in Thunder City. I don't know. This is strange. What do I know about the power supply? Anything? Is this something new? Something different?
It's the power supply doesn't seem to be all that different.
Okay,
it is just a high capacity battery it's the rest of the gun that just makes it really focus it and.
Mm-hmm. So nothing is really being gained from
not at this time.
No clues.
Not that you've been able to tell, just from...
any part numbers on anything? I mean, were these picked up at, like, Radio Shack or...
You can see that they...
Hobby Lobby?
They're just common components that are easily accessible.
Okay.
You do basically get the impression that if someone did have access to more high-tech equipment, they could... either make something much bigger, much more powerful, or miniaturize it a great deal. But with the parts that he's doing, he's having to make a pretty big gun just to do what it is doing.
Now, having looked at this and being a tech genius, do I have a way to miniaturize this into a handgun version?
You could probably do that. You'd have to get some.
Yeah. I look up. I thought I'd been worried. It was 10 o'clock when the news came on. I thought it only 15 minutes had passed. I turn around to show PDK my newly created lightning gun. It's 4 a.m. He's asleep. Aw. Well, look at him. A little tight.
Then you hear a voice from behind you.
I throw a blanket on him, turn off the TV.
I see.
And I hear a voice behind me.
Yes. You ever think about dying, Rumble?
I think about dying every day. I mean, I'm not indestructible. I am not all powerful. I'm not intangible. I'm just me. I mean, look at my ankle. It's all wrapped up. Ace bandage, blood still oozing out in places.
See, I don't usually think about dying.
Well, aren't you already dead?
Well, in a manner of speaking. But earlier on today... I talked to a gentleman that I haven't talked to in a very long time. Something big is coming to Modern City, and I don't know what it is, but I think we're all part of it. When you said that the Gators were doing that thing that I do, that's not normal, even for zombie Gators.
Not that I've ever noticed before.
No. Something's coming.
Would you mind if I take a few readings off of you at the moment?
Do I have a choice?
Like permission. I mean, I don't have to ask permission. I could just do it. I mean, you know.
If it helps, sure.
All right. So I pull out my device, reach over to the bench, grab a screwdriver, flip it on, start running it, fine-tuning some things, tweaking some things to where I get a much stronger signal from him than any kind of other background noise. Now look, I'm going to install a reverse switch on this thing so that I can block your signal and turn on and pick up all the other signals that are emanating your signature.
Or some signature.
That may help us figure out why I picked up those zombie gators earlier and may help us track down where the source of this signal is coming from. But the kid there is asleep, and I guess I didn't realize it's 4 a.m. I've got to go teach a class in the morning.
Ain't no rest for the wicked, I guess.
I guess not. Do you need something to eat? Or drink? I don't really know how you work.
Not a lot of people do. No, I'll be fine. I'm just saying, you may want to watch yourself.
I will take this under advisement. Thank you for letting me get the readings. By being able to look at other signatures besides yours, I think this will serve as a good warning system if anything big or dangerous is happening.
All right. Just remember, sometimes it's not all about what you know and what you can understand. Sometimes it's about a cosmic scale. It's about something that's maybe beyond what you can put on a scale, what you can put on your readouts there. Just be careful.
Definitely I will. Now, I really have to go get some sleep, and I know I'm going to have to go to Postmodern City Coffee in the morning just to wake up. So, good night.
He said he was gone already.
He was gone already. Yeah. All right. So I set, I don't know if this is appropriate, but I set my device down, walk off to bed, and doot.
Beep, 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 beep.
I chose the wrong ringtone.
No, it's, I say right now, when you switch off his, you do get, like, just a general background noise right now, but no specific ping.
Right. Yeah. But the ping is just that it's picking up.
Yeah, just a general resonance.
Yeah, resonance. Yeah. And we close out this issue, the close-up of the device.
Okay.
All right, everybody, there you go. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. Questions, podcast at majorspoilers.com. Hope you're enjoying this as much as we are. And we will be back next week. See what happens in Modern City. Take care.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.